Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So, Escambia County, we've been talking about affordable housing issues for a while. Like, even before COVID, when housing prices jumped up 259% or whatever it was. I don't know what it was, but it was a lot. You know? And there's, I mean, you look at it now with the median price of homes, they're at least double what they were before COVID, at least.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
And before COVID, we were talking about, we need more affordable housing, like before COVID. And then all of a sudden now, post-COVID, housing prices are double what they were. And so Escambia County Commissioners approved two initiatives last week that's supposed to help affordable housing. One of them is that the county is going to provide $325,000 and $450,000 worth of sponsorships to subsidize construction costs for Habitat for Humanity. The sponsorships range from $32,000 to $45,000. So what it basically is doing is Habitat for Humanity is building a house. It's going to cost... maybe it'll cost, $200,000, $300,000 or whatever. Well, it'll be $32,000 cheaper for them to build because they're getting this scholarship or whatever from the county. I mean, when a house is $350,000 and you're reducing it by $30,000,
what's that?
it's affordable. It wasn't affordable before. At $350,000, but now it's at $315,000, totally affordable. The other thing is they transferred 14 county-owned properties to Pensacola for workforce housing development. I don't even know what that means. Workforce housing development? So you're just been,
I don't know.
Apparently, the 14 properties were deemed unnecessary for county purposes. And the official said the transfer is in the public's best interest to support the city's affordable housing efforts. So when it comes to affordable housing, one of the big kind of obvious things when it comes to housing prices is if there's not enough housing, just the simple supply and demand issue, right? If there's not enough housing prices are going to go up because the demand is high and the people who had the money will spend it trying to get make sure they're getting into the house. That's kind of what happened with COVID. A lot of people, especially with the lockdowns, people went, you know what? I never want to be locked down in my apartment ever again. I want to have a yard. And others said, well, I never want to be locked down in my house that I'm renting anymore because even though I have a yard, I needed to make a home office to work out of. But since I'm renting, I couldn't make the modifications that I needed. I want to own. And so a lot of people just said, you know, that was like a major impetus for people who might have been planning to eventually own, but just wasn't quite ready. All of a sudden, now they were ready.
Oh, yeah.
Others who never really, wasn't even on the radar to own, all of a sudden now were like, okay, now I want to own. But then it just became this price war, right? It was just insane. It wasn't just here in Pensacola. It was literally nationwide. It was a price war of people trying to get into homes, and the lockdowns is what kind of instigated that. I do not want to be locked down in the situation I was in before. So if it ever happens again, I want to be in a different environment. There was so with this, massive price or massive increase in prices, though, if you had enough housing options for people to buy, then maybe they could have done it. My concern is that if you don't plan, if you don't plan for growth, then you end up having growth anyway. Real estate prices go up, but you also have the other negative aspect, which is urban sprawl. Mm-hmm. Because you can either grow out or build out, or you can build up. Now, granted, we probably have more room that we can continue to build out. I mean, we've got Milton that's growing and Cantonment and everything like this. And there's a lot of space in between Milton and Pensacola and things. So you can fill that space this way, you know, and things. So there's we have places. We're not in a threatening type of situation right now. But there's places like, obviously, L.A. is like the poster child for what goes wrong with urban sprawl.
Right.
I mean, you cross the mountains, get into the valley, and you're like, oh, must be L.A. right there. Like, nope, it's still 3 hours away. Like, what do you mean? It's, you know, it's not 3 hours, but it's like 2 hours away. And it's just nonstop houses and businesses from then on. There's no gap. There's no land. There's no disrupt. It's just crazy. But you can even have places like San Antonio and Austin, Texas now, where San Antonio's urban sprawled. Austin, Texas is urban sprawled, to where now they're starting to meet each other, and they're an hour and 45 minutes apart.
Right.
And so you're starting to get a lot of, Dallas is another one, just urban sprawl, urban sprawl. So you don't want to get to that point. We're far away from having that happen here, but if we don't make plans, then next thing you know, you're just like these other communities. And as I was saying, you can either build up or you can build out. I like the idea of building up. I want to talk about that a little bit further right after Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpests.com. Knox knocks them out. We're dealing with a stalled vehicle on southbound Highway 29, about 500 feet north of Broad Street. Center lane is blocked. The vehicle is stalled out. We've got law enforcement on the scene there trying to help with that, but still seeing some major delays there. Also, the Garcon Point Bridge, due to construction, if you're traveling northbound and southbound, you're going to see some delays there. I would say maybe 8 to 10 minute delay associated with that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
A couple good points here. One is, I believe the $32,000 or $45,000 scholarships for Habitat Humanity is just going to construction materials. The labor is free. Oh, yeah. Good point.
Oh, yeah, true.
So, yeah,
you're right.
That's true. So that will significantly reduce the price of the cost of the home. And then we're talking about the urban sprawl. Yeah, another good example right here in the state of Florida, Orlando to Tampa corridor.
Oh, yep. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
It's almost to the point now where it's just one big crater area.
I know. Right? I drove it 6 months ago, and I was like, wow. Yeah. I mean, I can remember like, when it was nothing there. And now they're
like maybe
meeting.
A couple of miles, maybe, and mm-hmm. That's it.
It's
a few miles, and then you're like back into urban stuff again. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So I'm saying I like the idea of building up. And I've talked to some people about that. They go, well, you can't build up here. Said, why not? They said, we have hurricanes. I'm like, so all those condos on the beaches from Gulf Shores all the way to, you know, Destin?
Exactly.
Are what? What are those? Like, you know, they're not up. Obviously, they're up. We clearly can build up, and especially if we're not on the water building up. Oh, got a text here that says, as long as building up doesn't take away any more of our water view anywhere. Yeah. And I don't think it has to. There's a, you know, the buildings that we could be building, to build apartments. The one concern I have about building up or building apartments, because what I've also seen in other communities, they just build lots and lots and lots of apartment complexes.
Yes. Which,
and many of them are luxurious and nice, and they have fantastic amenities. But is that really affordable housing when your only option to have something you can afford is to rent an apartment? I like it when they build like things that look just like apartment complexes, but they're condos. You can actually own them.
Right.
You can purchase, you know? And so I feel like that, like, you're gonna have to have a mix. Like, you still need to have apartments that you rent, but there should still be options for people to have some sort of ownership and do that. either way, we definitely need something. I mean, there's been discussions about creating tiny home neighborhoods. I like the tiny home neighborhood. You're talking to somebody who likes tiny homes. I'm a minimalist at heart. I could totally live in a tiny home. I have no issues with that. But the majority of people don't want that. We don't want just majority of neighborhoods being tiny homes, or even the planned unit development homes where like the houses are so close you can literally like put your hand on each, like they're separate homes but barely.
Yes,
like you can
barely
stand in between them and put your hand on each house. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of, here's another text, narrow lots for homes, build long and narrow, think shotgun style homes, which they did do up north a lot when they were starting to really grow in big cities, like Chicago and places like this. They build these shotgun style homes. They build up heavily populated areas in China and New York City, and that's what I think about. I look at New York versus LA, and as I would much rather have New York. I mean, look at how much more population is in this New York City compared to LA. New York's population is more than LA, but it does not feel like it because LA is just, oh, it's so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get around, the traffic is a nightmare. And I don't think we're ever going to come like that per se, but we were talking about just last week about already our roads are becoming so congested by the people that have moved here just in the past 5, 6 to 10 years. Like, we're already at the point we're going to have major road construction just to start helping navigate the population that's already here, much less the future population. You know, we've got these projects, a 9-mile road that we're completing, a Mobile Highway, and all these other things. And it's like those were road construction projects that were just catching up from the growth that had already happened when those projects started. By the time those projects got done, they're already obsolete. Like, we already need a different road project for it. And it feels like our county is not planning for bigger growth. So overall, yeah. And I agree with this other one. We already have tons of new shotgun houses here. Yeah. You go down to East Hill area and everything. That's basically what their shotgun homes, all in the whole downtown area, popping up as well. But those are not affordable shotgun houses. These are
true.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the lot alone is so expensive that it's unaffordable just by buying the lot for many people. So there has to be other options. Another option here from a texter: walkable neighborhoods with mass transit options like New York City, nothing like LA. There's a lot of other options out there. Like these, I like the mixed use development places where there's retail and commercial on the bottom floor of what looks like to be a commercial building, but really all the rest of the floors are all residents. And so, but the downstairs, the first floor is all commercial. It could be a grocery stores, it could be retail, it could be restaurants, it could be all these other things. And then upstairs, you know, all the extra floors above it are all, I've seen some that are actually 2 floors worth of commercial. And then the rest of the floors above that are all residential. And so there's a lot of options out there. I just think Pensacola is a place where we could build more affordable housing by building up instead of using the land. So just thought. 850-437-6220.
But we need to plan for it. We need to plan for it.
Yeah, but we got to plan for it.
Either way.
And we got to plan for our better road construction and better infrastructure when it comes to our roads. It's becoming a nightmare very, very quickly. So
yeah,
let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here. If you are a multimillionaire, even if you're not, if you were a multimillionaire, would you plan to redistribute some of your wealth while you're still alive, or would you wait until you pass on? We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep. The Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to Sign and Drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. We're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Whether you're planning ahead or in need of immediate assistance, end-of-life planning can present one of life's greatest challenges.
What needs to be done, how to do it, or even where to start.
You'll want a caring expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. as West Florida Cremations answers the many questions. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkle with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment. Wishing you happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew. Real quick, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Turn that on. That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No new accidents to let you know about right now, but we're still seeing some heavy delays on Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road headed toward I-10. I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Got a few texts about, we're talking about affordable housing and development in the area. Here's one that says, we need like five towers like Portofino out on OLF 8 with retail added to them.
Interesting.
Workforce housing is, for example, people who are in the restaurant services and have lower incomes. They are not jobless but have financial struggles paying for an apartment or house. Construction workers, public service folks may be included as well. So 14 properties the county signed over to the city that's supposed to be for workforce housing. Another text says, yes, planning would be nice on housing and roads.
Yes.
That's kind of been a theme here is we don't really do a good job planning for any of this stuff. So another text, with smaller lots, you could put more people in concentrated area. You can have an increase. You can increase the tax base. Less need for roads, utilities, because the pipes will be shorter in length and things like that. So, yeah, a lot of little text about that. It if you were a multimillionaire, would you redistribute your wealth while you're still alive or wait until after you pass on? A new study of well over 1,000 high net worth Americans who have at least $1 million asked them that. And one of the questions was, or one of the statements was, I plan to distribute at least some portion of my wealth during my lifetime. So while I'm still alive, 97% of millennials and 97% of Generation X said, yeah, I plan to distribute a portion of my wealth during my lifetime. Only 56% of baby boomers plan to do that, though. That's right. They plan to use as much of the money or at least, I actually think it has to go more with, they want to make sure they don't run out of money.
Exactly.
Yeah. So even if they're a multimillionaire and they got a lot of money, they're like, yeah, but things are getting more expensive all the time. Last thing I want to do is outlive my money.
Because so you remember their parents grew up in the Depression time.
Exactly.
So that's what they taught them. Yes. Oh, yep. Gosh, yes.
Yep. You save. You save and pinch your pennies. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick update. David?
Absolutely. Well, a coalition of over 120 lawmakers urging President Biden to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. This weekend, the group published a joint letter to the president saying the administration needs to continue efforts to affirm and recognize the equality of rights for all people. And Apple apparently working on foldable iPhones and iPads. According to multiple reports, they're looking at launching those devices in either 2026 or 2027.
And we're supposed to be coming out with the Apple car and the Apple actual television set. When's all this stuff going to come out?
News. I'm Therese Crowley. We need action. The bottom line of lawmakers after the weekend assurances from Homeland Secretary Mayorkas about drone sightings also suggest people are seeing more drones because flights were legalized from dusk to dawn last year. New York City Councilwoman Inna Vernikov tells Fox.
People have no clue what is going on here, what is hovering over their heads, and the fact that we still don't know is such an embarrassment on this administration.
With a measure on Capitol Hill to give states power to detect, track, or destroy unmanned aircraft. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. runs the gauntlet of 25 senators this week with his plans to make America healthy again as Health and Human Services nominee. While the White House confirms President Biden will have more end-of-term pardons, despite Democrats like Senator Amy Klobuchar's call to reform the pardon process, America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful morning. We've got 58 degrees right now, and it is sunny in Pensacola today. A motorcyclist was seriously injured after a crash in northern Escambia County on Friday. That happened on Tate Road around 8:30 that night. The Florida Highway Patrol says the rider was headed south on Tate Road and didn't have any headlights. The motorcycle ended up crashing into the right side of a sedan with four teenagers inside. The teens that were in the vehicle were not hurt. The rider was thrown from the bike and taken to Sacred Heart Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. That rider now facing charges for driving on a suspended license and not having a registration or working headlights. There are a lot of names that are in the running for Northwest Florida's District 1 congressional seat. One that's landed some major endorsements is Jimmy Patronis. He resigned as the state chief financial officer to seek the position.
It's the opportunity to save our country. The last 4 years are probably the most tormented, tortured time we've had in our past. The mandate that we've seen, popular vote, electoral college vote of President Trump is inspirational.
Patronis was in Pensacola Saturday night for the Christmas parade. He tells News Radio he sees this as an opportunity to get rid of the woke and turn the country around. He says veterans issues will be one of his primary focus points should he be elected. There are 10 candidates seeking the Republican nomination in a special election, which will be held early next year. Patronis is endorsed by President-elect Trump and numerous GOP leaders. And with that special election on the horizon, if you want to vote by mail, you'll need to renew your request for the coming year. All vote by mail requests expire at the end of 2024. To renew your vote by mail request for the next couple of years, you'll need to request a ballot at your county supervisor of elections website, by mail, by phone, or in person at the office. One request would cover all the elections through the next general election. Well, the Blue Angels only have a few more weeks in Pensacola for the season. They'll be heading to their winter home in El Centro, California in January. The Angels pack up and move every winter to train their new pilots on the tight maneuvers that you see in our skies every summer. They'll be returning to Pensacola for the next air show season, which kicks off in March after a show at El Centro's Festival of Flight. Many kids across the area will have presents under the tree after a toy distribution event that was held over the weekend. The community's caring at Christmas happened on Sunday. That's all put together by members right here in our community. The event focuses on kids in foster care and in poverty, as well as adults that have developmental disabilities. About 6,000 people are served every year by that event. A big turnout downtown for the Christmas parade Saturday. News Radio talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves right before the parade started.
What a beautiful night tonight, and what a huge turnout. Man, this is amazing. And it's always great to see these familiar faces and all the kids lined up. And couldn't ask for a better night. And this is always a great memory for me and for Caroline, my 10-year-old. So it's been awesome.
And there were thousands of people at the parade, 50 floats, 8 bands, as they made their way down the traditional parade route. The bands represented schools in both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. This was the 42nd year for the Christmas parade. 8:35 at News Radio, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 are looking really good right now. If you're on 29 in Burgess at that intersection, and just know that you're going to experience a 5 to 7 minute delay, and also still seeing delays on Garson Point Bridge due to construction. So that's about a 10 to 12 minute delay associated with that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a mostly sunny sky day today with temperatures warming up quickly near 72 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. Keeping the sunny weather around on that Tuesday with a high near 75 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. On Wednesday, small chance of rain, 100% overall. Temperatures near 75 degrees for your high. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 59 in Pensacola, 58 in Gulf Breeze, 57 in Milton, and some sunshine this morning. And your money now. The market's off to a good start this morning as Wall Street gets ready for the Federal Reserve meeting and a possible interest rate cut tomorrow. The Dow's up 25 points at 43,853. S&P up just under 14 points right now at 6,064. NASDAQ is up 89 points at 20,015. 10-year bond rate down slightly, 4.377% today. Gold price is up 50 cents at 26,76.30. Silver price is up 10 cents, 31.13. And looking at the crypto market right now, Bitcoin up 1860 at 105,020. Ethereum's up a bit. Solana's down a bit. No change in Dogecoin. That's currently at 40 cents. Amazon's Teamsters say they might be ready to go on strike in the middle of the holiday shopping season. The announcement coming Sunday after two New York warehouses voted to go on strike following Amazon's refusal to negotiate a new contract. Luke Renee delivers packages for the online giant, says safety is their biggest request.
Better condition, better work environment.
The union.
That's one thing we've been asking for, and we don't feel like that's something we have to beg for.
The union called on Amazon to agree to bargaining dates for a contract by December 15th. The Federal Reserve beginning its two-day policy meeting tomorrow. They're widely expected to cut interest rates again when they announce their decision Wednesday. It would be the third and final rate cut of the year, with most economists expecting a quarter point reduction. SpaceX asking Cameron County, Texas, for permission to form a new city around their property at Boca Chica Beach. The company has sent a petition to Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino asking for an incorporation election. That new city would be called Starbase, Texas. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
You know, a lot of times when people have a special car, they think that it needs to go to the dealership to get serviced. You know, you've got a Porsche or a Mercedes or a BMW, a Genesis, a Volvo, an Audi, or a Lexus, and you think, oh man, I got to go to the dealership. I got to pay the higher price. If it's at a distance, I got to drive to it. I got to spend the gas and the time. No. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on Highway 29. They work on these cars all the time. Same for your domestics, okay, Chevy, Ford, whatever. You can take it to Bobby Likas. Your diesel engine, yes. Your gas engine, of course. Now, their philosophy is they want to see you for the little things. The preventative maintenance, the routine scheduled checkup, like you take your body to the doctor. Why? Because you want to have your body checked out. And your body is actually self-healing as a complex mechanical system. The car is not self-healing, okay? But you want to take it to the Bobby Likas because they're going to look it over and find the problems before their problems. Like, that's the goal. Also, they do fleets. So if you have one car, fine. If you have a business where you have 20 cars, they can take care of you. Two locations, on Davis Highway in the classic location, and now on Highway 29, right across from the Walmart, Bobby Likas Auto Service.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Oh, yes, now it's time for our frivolous topic of the day. Let me give you this topic, then I will cover a news story, and we'll come back to get your read your texts. You know those stop-motion Christmas specials from Arthur Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass? They are... I wanted to do the question of, are they good or do they freak you out?
Right.
Because I don't like them. I never liked them. I didn't like them when I was a kid. They always freak me out. Even the voices are weird. But the stop motion always freaked me out. I still don't like them today. I feel like they're disturbing. The storylines, the villains in them are often like super creepy and stuff too. So I want to do that, but I got overruled. So instead, which one of the stop motion Christmas specials is the best one. So let me go through the nine of them. There's nine of them. So here's the titles. And maybe you remember, maybe you don't. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, The Little Drummer Boy, The Year Without a Santa Claus, Rudolph's Shiny New Year, Jack Frost, Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. I don't think I've ever seen that one. Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July. Then The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus. Those are the nine stop-motion holiday, okay, because some of them are not Christmas only. They're New Year's and stuff, or July. So those are the nine stop-motion holiday specials from Arthur Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass. Which one is the best one out of those? If I had to choose, well, I'll tell you in a minute. First, let me cover a story. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And then I'll read your text after this. I just want to share this with you. What age is middle-aged? John, what age is middle-aged?
50.
I would say, I was going to say like 45 to 55 years old.
So
somewhere right there is middle-aged. So you're right. Range. Yeah, right there. So, we asked this earlier on, and the majority of listeners all said 40 to 50, somewhere right around there, like 40, 50, 40, 45. Some even said 60, like 40 to 60 years old. And I was actually looking this up, and and it says traditionally middle age has been considered to between 40 and 60 years old. So it's a bigger gap than I realized, for one, bigger time frame. Some of the listeners said, well, since the average life expectancy is around 77, 78 years old, that means middle age should be 38. So they're just doing math, you know, just pure math. However, this Wall Street Journal article that was sent to me shows that more and more people feel like middle aged is 28.
28.
29.
What?
Yeah. That's they're feel like stress. And they're basing middle-aged based on their stress levels. And it can't get any more stressful than it is right now at 28 and 29 years old.
Oh, goodness.
I'm dealing with so much stress. I'm even starting to have gray hair because of all the stress.
Mental health laughing? Day.
You mocking their pain? Yeah. Anybody who's over the age of 29, here's somebody age 29 go, life can't get harder than this. This is definitely my middle age. This is the hump. And it's going like to be I'll easier trade you. From here on out.
Yeah, I'll trade you.
yeah, exactly, right? And you're like, do you even have kids yet?
Right.
Like, just wait till that happens.
Exactly. Next 18 years, baby.
Exactly. All right. The frivolous topic of the day. Which of the nine Arthur Rankin freaky movies is the best one?
Now my vote creepy. Is going to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's my favorite.
All right, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. So
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. If I had to choose one of these freaky ones, it would probably be also be Rudolph. Because that one just didn't freak me out as much as the other ones did, at least. It was very festive and holiday-ish and everything like this.
Right.
I did see this. So this article I got it from was IndieWire.com. Mm-hmm. It does have a festive moment of each movie and the what the heck moment of each movie. And when you read because it was like, the article was like, here's how these are appropriately festive. And also, each one of them is more disturbing than you might remember. And it goes through each disturbing moment, like the most disturbing moment of each movie.
Right.
All right, so Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is yours. That would probably be mine as well. Let's go over to the text line. What do we got? Rudolph is good. All the others are terrifying. And even Rudolph has with the monster, the, you know, the big, what do you call him? He's the isn't he the Yeti or something like that? Isn't that Rudolph?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still kind of freaky right there. Gumby? What are you talking about, Gumby?
Gumby. Well, I guess that is a stop motion back in the day.
That is a stop motion, but
back in the day.
I'm talking about the things. Another text says Rudolph, of course. Another one, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, here's a different one of those. Breaks away. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Another one, like Little Drummer Boy? Okay.
Hey.
That was not one that I would have in my top three or four.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty. Rudolph is the best. And the Abominable Snowman, that's it. Thank you. I was trying to think because it was like, what is it called? Yes, it was the Abominable Snowman. It was the scary monster in Rudolph. And so, yeah. Bumble is the monster in Rudolph. Bumble's bounce. Definitely Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All right, it looks like Rudolph clearly, by far, the favorite of the stop motions. Am I the only one that just thinks they're freaky and I didn't like them?
Yeah, that's why I don't like watching them today. That's why your question was overruled.
If that's what my question is. you made the judgment on behalf of everybody.
Well, yeah, you know, counseling will be available after the show. Just for you, Bobby.
All right, perfect. Here's another one. Text says, there's no way 28 and 29 is middle-aged. I'm 28 years old, and I still feel like a teenager. I'm 49 years old, and I feel like a teenager. That has nothing to do with it. I'm 49 years old, and I think I'm a teenager. Mm-hmm. Hence, often I'm walking around with a cane or crutches.
Exactly.
Because my mind and my body disagree on my age. Here's a text. 28 to 29 years old is your prime. Yeah, you're right. That's mm-hmm. your prime, not your middle age.
Right.
Another text here. So many young people today are self-absorbed whiners that they need to grow up. unfortunately, it's not just young people nowadays. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, I do have a little bit of an update on COVID in the state of Florida. Yeah, we had a little bit of a spike of COVID this past year. So I got an update for you on that coming up next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Have you given your auto loan a second thought lately? Just like you might refinance a home for a better deal, you can do the same with your auto loan. Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you could skip payments for the first 90 days. Take your old auto loan off of autopilot with PennAir to lower your interest and payments. Learn more at PennAir.org/auto-refi. That's PennAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted 2024 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENNAIR for complete details.
Join Ballet Pensacola's artistic director, Stefano Candreva, and professional dancers today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel for the upcoming Nutcracker Ballet. This beloved holiday tradition will now feature five magical performances December 20th through 22nd at the historic Sanger Theater. Tickets at Sanger Box Office or Ticketmaster.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Okay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you would like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is a there's an update on COVID-19 death. We had a little bit of a spike of COVID-19 this past year. And with that, state of Florida had 5,800 or nearly 5,800 deaths tied to COVID-19 this year. Now, of course, that's that's significantly down compared to what it was during the height of COVID, but this shows that COVID's still has a pretty big effect out there.
It does. You know? It does.
Yeah, yeah. So something to be aware of. I mentioned earlier, my 21-year-old daughter got COVID this past summer and was perfectly healthy and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Was actually helping run a kayak paddleboard rental business, and she could pick up these kayaks and canoes all by herself and put them out in the water and pull them out of the water and all this other stuff. She got COVID, and she's not been the same ever since. She's been having, she doesn't even have long-term COVID. She has what they're calling COVID-induced diseases and illnesses and stuff like this.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, and then what's been eye-opening is they're all like, we've been seeing more of this. We've been seeing more of this. Yeah. And some of it is from the getting COVID, and then some of it is from getting the COVID shot.
Well, do you think that COVID's mutated something, to cause that mutation? Yeah.
In fact, that was what the doctor said. He said, we're actually seeing less deaths from COVID now.
Right.
But now we're seeing more long-term negative health effects from COVID. So now you'll get it, and you have less chance of dying than you used to, but you're going to have a greater chance of having some sort of long-term health problem.
Wow.
Oy vey. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. We were just talking about age and how a lot of people feel, you know, middle-aged is in their 20s now, 28, 29 years old.
Like, how? Okay. No. Anyway.
No. But I've got some stuff that'll help make you feel a little bit older. Right after traffic on the 5. Go ahead, John.
That's right. Okay. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on the Garcon Point Bridge, both northbound and southbound, you're going to see some delays due to construction. I'm saying about a 10 to 15 minute delay on the bridge right now. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
All right. 10 years ago, so we're a couple of weeks away from 2025. These things will turn 10 years old. In 2025.
Oh, no. It's going to make us feel old.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Wait.
10 years old.
That's 10 years?
10 years now. With Rey and
right.
All the Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
10 years. Next year. The Hunger Games saga ended 10 years ago. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 came out, ending the Hunger Games saga.
Wow.
So... Well, of course, now they have the little spin-off thing.
Yeah.
Came out last year or whatever, but this is the original one. Apple Watches will be 10 years old next year.
That's right.
I got mine, too.
Yep.
Just got Apple Watch. Uptown Funk from Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. Very popular song. Still pretty popular in a lot of radio stations. 10 years old, though.
Wow, that's going to be a classic soon.
It's right. It's a classic
radio.
In
the gold category.
Exactly. Taylor Swift, her 1989 tour was the highest grossing tour of the year 10 years ago.
Yeah, nothing's changed. Yeah.
Not really. Yeah, she's still the highest grossing tours.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was back when the hoverboards thing came out. They were a big thing.
Oh,
the hoverboards
yeah, I remember
still
that.
Around.
Yeah.
That was when they really hit it big. At that point in time, 10 years ago, coming up in 2025, it'll be 10 years that Steve Harvey announced the wrong Miss Universe.
That's been 10 years?
That seems like that was just a few years ago.
Just a couple, yes.
I can't believe that's been 10 years now. Jon Stewart hosted his final Daily Show. It would be 10 years ago next year. Now, of course, he just came back this past year, but...
But still.
He had a 10-year break almost. My goodness.
Yes.
David Letterman's final Late Show was 10 years ago.
No way.
Which that does, for some reason, seem like a long time ago to me, but it doesn't seem 10 years.
It doesn't seem 10 years, no.
Doesn't seem 10 years. If you're a fan of Parks and Rec, they aired their final episodes 10 years ago. If you're a fan of Mad Men, final episodes were 10 years ago.
Oh, whew. Man.
We getting old, man.
I know,
these all
bro.
Don't seem like they were that far, that long ago. And then it was 10 years ago, next year, that the whole dress, what color is the dress, came out.
Oh, yes.
Is it white and gold, or is it black and blue?
Mm-hmm.
It clearly was black and blue. So I don't know, but that, those are those were all 10 years ago. So if you're feeling young... I just tried to fix you a little bit on that.
Yeah.
Going back to the going back to the stop motion movies.
Right.
I said, am I the only one that thinks these things are freaky and disturbing? Got a text here says, yes, you're all alone in that, Bobby. Oh, my goodness. Another text here says, I'm in your age range, Bobby. You don't feel like a teenager. You think like a teenager. Your body definitely feels your age. Yep, that would be
true.
That's more accurate. Yeah, that's definitely more accurate. My mind thinks I'm a teenager. My body's like, why are you doing this to me? Leave me alone.
I know.
I literally, like, this earlier this year from January to March,
right.
I had to walk with a cane because I hurt my back so bad.
Really?
And it would spasm. And if it spasmed, I'd fall to my knees. So to keep from falling to my knees, I'd walk with it. Most of the time I didn't need it. I just needed it in case my back spasmed. Or actually, I needed to get out of the car, too.
Or you could hit me with it, one of the two.
Yeah, well, I definitely was tempted to spank my kids a few times.
Yeah, I bet.
I felt like that would be borderline abuse, so I would help. You guys have a great day.
Bye. Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.